election day in the United States, but America's not the only country with a stake in tonight's outcome. Over here in London, that's where I'm studying abroad, it seems like everyone's got an opinion on tonight's results. I heard that Europe leaned towards Obama, but I wanted to see just how strongly. So John Christensen and I went to bustling Piccadilly Circus to ask passersby some questions.
Obama or Romney?
Obama.
And may I ask why?
Well, they're both way too right-wing for me, but he's going to be as close as it gets.
Obama as right-wing? There's a shock. But then again, Europe is liberal. Very liberal. 2 days ago, a straw poll found that 81% of those asked outside the US would vote for Obama. Not one European country polled for Romney. And the responses to our interview reflected that.
Obama.
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 I think Obama.
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 That's it. Every single person who would talk to us went for Obama. Now, full disclosure, we kind of knew that this would happen. Maybe not that every person would endorse Obama, just that the majority would. But it wasn't the who that we were interested in, it was the why. Why care if it's not your president, if it's not your election? So some of them didn't care much at all, it turns out, and others just seemed to prefer him to the alternative.
He's nicer than Romney.
Giorgio is crazy.
Yes, I think
And Obama is a very good president.
Others just seem to have a preference for the familiar.
Probably Obama, because I know him better from the news, BBC, and yeah.
But some were more opinionated.
Because he has more open ideas for immigrants. I know how hard it is to be without the papers, and I see him working much more on the international politics.
He looks very focused on human rights.
I work for The Lancet, it's a medical journal, and stuff around the healthcare reform. I think it's a good idea.
I believe in the policies he's put forward, especially the NHS bit, national health service.
In the end, of course, none of these people actually voted, and their opinions don't technically count. But it supported what that poll already showed us, that the rest of the world seems ready to give Obama a second chance.
And obviously it's easy to really criticize him, but, doesn't need to reorganize his desk.
We'll find out soon if America agrees.